You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You know, I wish people would learn to love each other and quit looking at everybody. You know, I think when you talk about race, I talked to you about this before, I think, when you talk about race or you talk about, you create more division. You know, a kid isn't born racist. Mm-hmm. A kid isn't born judging other cultures. He's instilled that into his brain from the parents and from the world and surroundings and the environment. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Instill love. Be diverse. Go do events with different people. Let your kids be around different people. Like, let them have different people, of friends of different culture and different races. You know, that's important. You know, we live in Birmingham is like a bubble, and in Mooresville is a bubble. So I'm specifically trying to put my kid in, you know, in city programs that have a very diverse group of athletes. It's just important for me, right? And, you know, I want him to go to public school. Me and my wife fight about it all the time. I want him to have to understand in diversity. I want him to understand other people's culture. You know, one of his good friends, Lathan's his best friend. You know who I feel bad for? I don't feel bad for black people. I don't feel bad for white people. I don't feel bad for Chinese people, Hispanic people, any of that. You know who I feel bad for? Mixed people. Because they don't get accepted by either. They just don't. Like, put yourself in their shoes. Like, I'm white and black, but neither one really brings me in. I'm white and Hispanic, but neither one brings me in. Like, I'm telling you, like, that's what those kids have to deal with. Right. And then one side sometimes paints the other side bad, and this is half of who they are. Mm-hmm. It's sad. I was on a podcast not too long ago. I said, you know what would help change all this? Because everybody's like, I'm half this and I'm half that, or I'm 100% that. No, the fuck you ain't. If our DNA could sit on our shoulder and show everything we are while we're walking around, you wouldn't have a lot of problems. Because that fucking bigot son of a bitch all of a sudden has stuff he doesn't like in there, and you'd be like, hey, asshole, you 20% this, motherfucking, you didn't know. And then all these other people like, I'm 100% that. Nah, motherfucker, you actually 13% that.
Right.
It would change everything, because then we would realize, oh my God, we're all related somehow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. But we don't have that. Like, you have to embrace that. You're allowed to be different. You're allowed to have a different culture. You're allowed to live a different mindset, and everybody does. And that's okay. But we are poisoning our children. We're poisoning them. Fucking the news stations are poisoning them. TikTok, poisoning them. Florida just fucking passed the thing where you can't have social media under the age of 14.
That makes sense. We are not.
God bless you. That's the best thing. Like, that's great. Like, my son has it, and I wish he didn't, and my girls had it, wish they didn't. But, you know, we moved there, and he's 14. But, damn, that's going to be great for kids in the future. Like, that's a great idea.
Yeah. We're around kids that, like, we were at a basketball tournament 2 weekends ago and sitting down having dinner, and my son's the only one without a phone. And a lot of these are, like, scrolling through TikTok, like, out of all, like, scrolling through TikTok on some of this. I was like, man, you can get some, like, inappropriate stuff through there at 11 years old, you know? And it just creates division. My son had a altercation. I'm only bringing it up now because of your story, but, you know, he's in the AAU basketball circuit, right? So there's a huge, there's your Snickers bar. Get into it. How's that taste?
Fuck you. Go ahead.
But, you know, like, they come down with a rebound. He's like, you know, he's wrestling with the ball, and they're kind of all tangled up, and they're fighting through it. Whistle blows, and, like, my son's not, he's not backing down. He wants to have the ball in his hands at the end of that, no matter, like, how long it goes. And the other kid's doing the same thing. And he, you know, he rips the ball out of the guy's hands, and, you know, my son's white, this other kid's black, but this other kid, like, slams his, like, hand on the ground and calls him a bitch N-word, you know, and screams it, gets teed up, and then he's like, I'm going to kick your ass, N-word, again, like, and I'm like, and so my son's just like, he's just like, yeah, I bet you will, like, pretty calm about it, but I had to, like, talk to him after the game and be like, that's part of sports. It's going to happen. It's kind of normal. Like, you're going to see that over and over and over again. Like, did not bring race into that at all. Like, it's just, that is two athletes at this point going at it. You're going to have that, you know, with multiple games that you play from here on out. Hopefully your sports careers, you know, at least, you know, through high school, maybe even to college if you want to. But yeah, like, just throwing that fifth grade, yeah. Call them that.
Dude, I coach a lot of these kids. They're in my car. They're spending that at my house. We're in Gatlinburg. Like, the kids shit say, man. I'm always like, watch your mouth, dog. Like, fine, Coach Jay. Like, you know, you my, you know, N-word. Like, I get it. And I'm like, guys, it doesn't bother me if they say it. It doesn't even bother Christian. Christian laughs at it, right? Like, yeah. He doesn't care, right? He kids with his friends, like, when you gonna let me say it, homie? Like, you know, he fucks with him. Like, you know, they always ask, like, fucking with him. So, but honestly, yeah, I mean, it's, when we were growing up, if a kid said that, we wouldn't have gave a shit. Been like, who cares? But in today's world, where they put such a device line on it of saying, this is an issue. There's a divide there. You can never say that. Now this fifth grader saying, you're like, oh my God, you should never say that. You're like, you see what I'm saying? And you're saying to white, you're like, that to me is the problem.
Yeah.
That to me is the problem. Like, just don't let the word bother you. If the word don't bother you, then it doesn't matter. But when you make such a big deal about a word, guess what? Now it's a big deal with the word. You got to be careful what you ask for in this world. You know, people are always wanting to, you know, expose and make things bigger than they really need to be. Something that's a 2 or a 3, they want to make a 10.
Right.
It's true. Like Morgan Whalen, he said it. He wasn't being malicious about it. He was trying to call one of his homeboys, like, what up, ninja? Right? That's what he said. Right? He said the other stuff. And guess what? They tried to cancel him. Instead, he became the best-selling record artist since fucking like Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Because why? Because normal people, not the libtards, normal people, normal white people, normal black people, normal Hispanic people, normal people, it didn't bother them. But it bothered the media because we make such a big line here, and that's a no-no. And I'm just tired of certain things being picked as the no-no. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just pick and choose what's a no-no and what's not a no-no. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
You're me right. Saying libtard is inappropriate. This is Unleashed. I don't give a fuck.
It's not going to bother you.
Right?
If you're listening,
cancel me. Please cancel me. Please cancel me. Please, please, please cancel. They can't. You can only be canceled if you want to be canceled. If it offends you, then you are weak. Because if you allow a word to offend you, you're weak. You should never. This is my whole new thing in life I have, John. I only have so much space in my brain. Mm-hmm. I give my family and my friends, the people I love and care about, the most space in my brain. I give my business the next space. And then those that pay me get what's left. If you're not paying me, you're not my family, you're not my friend, and you're not in my business, you get zero rent in my brain. I'm not giving you free rent in my fucking brain. Yeah. So you can call me whatever name, talk all the shit you want, all the haters. I don't even think about it. I don't know who you are and I don't give a shit. That's the mentality that I try to tell my kids. We need to have that in life, because the more that we care about what we do in life and the less we care about what everybody else says and does in life, the further we'll be in life. But when we start worried about what everything else is going on, you're not growing.
Yeah, no, that's so true. It's hard. It's hard. You know, it takes some time. You got to do a lot of self-talk on it, but
I have to tell myself, I'm not giving them rent in my brain. I'm not thinking about that again. Mm-hmm. I have to tell myself that every time. So my wife's like, did you see what they said about you? Nope. Do you want to know? Nope. Why? Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
At least they're talking about me.
At least they are. Like,
I bet Frank Smith, sitting in his underwear eating Cheerios, talking about me. I don't even know his name. I don't know where he lives. I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know his race, his background, his religion. I don't give a fuck. He gives a fuck about me. Mm. Right? It's better to be give a fuck about than give a fuck to. Is that the way to look at it?
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No space in the brain.
None. Before I've got 15 minutes, but I do want to talk about your alien in the I've seen this.
Do you believe in aliens?
So I do. I think I do now. I think there's been enough that I've seen, but again, it's hard to like justify what's actually real or falsely made up on, you know, you read articles, social, there's videos, you don't know if they're, you know, fake or real or whatever, but I think I do. And I think there's evidence out there, but you know, again, like I haven't seen one, I haven't touched one, I haven't, you know, communicated one.
Zog here. He talks to me like every Thursday. Yesterday we had a deep conversation. And Zara, who's my green alien over on the other side of the studio, usually Zara's here, but Zog's been here for a while. You know, there's an alien exchange program. Have you heard about that?
No. Tell me.
So you know when people just go missing? Like, and they're never found?
Yeah.
They're actually fucking pulled up. And aliens like Zog and Zara here are sent down. It's an exchange program. That's what happens. You never find poor Jimmy disappeared. He's not coming back. You know, right. Two motherfuckers that gave themselves to give me these guys. Sorry, but not sorry. Thank you. It was a blessing. I love these two aliens, right? But they don't identify as any gender. They're just alien, right? They the way that they're able to produce is they use their hands like this, and they just kind of like do that for like a minute, and
that's not weird, very fun. Dude,
it's amazing. It's not. It's definitely
it feels
not
the same.
I didn't ask because they don't have any genitals. I mean, literally, there's no genitals on the alien. It's literally flat, so I don't think they get that feeling. It probably feels amazing. I'll have to ask them.
It'd be a weird feeling through the hand, but I guess normal.
The hand has a little tickler in it, right? It just tickles real fast, and I think it gets closer, and it starts tickling even faster and stuff, and maybe your ears start burning. I don't know. I'll have to ask. Yeah. It sounds pretty good, though.
Just a minute.
But, you know, the theory is what Zara's brought up to me a few times – is she has brought up that she is us in the future and has come back. And because they look like that, that's what their skin's supposed to look like to handle nuclear warfare. That's what it's evolved to in the future.
Do you think that, because I was just looking at this the other day, or reading on it. So there's the Great Pyramids, right? Yeah. Can't explain how they got made. Somehow, some way, we've had to be able to move a massive, massive stone, thousands of them.
Thousands of pounds each. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to have technology to do that at some point. And I was just reading like every 12 to 15,000 years, there's like this massive reset in the world. And we're at like the 12,000, we're at the 12,000 year right now. So like, I mean, like, is that coming?
All right. So enough with the play. These aliens aren't real for the listeners out there that are buying this shit. I'm not smoking dope. I'm not in that camp, but I love aliens. I love to talk about them. So they're not real. Cause someone would be like, the motherfuckers really got real aliens. I mean,
they look real.
They're real.
If you're just listening, they look very real.
You remember Annette?
Yeah.
Okay. So Annette was walking by and the alien was right here. And Tony had to move the alien because we were doing some filming. And when she came back by and I wasn't in here, the alien was fucking gone. And she's like, what the fuck? She was freaking out that the alien moved. True story. Mm-hmm. She's like, that fucking alien moved. And she didn't realize that 2 minutes that Tony moved it and went back to his office. So long story short with what you're talking about, the pyramids, the Aztec Mayans with their pyramid, the pyramid they found in Antarctica, the pyramids that they say are in Lake Michigan. They're talking about there's pyramid. There's all kinds of these pyramids, right? What if you go back to Dolores Cannon, who's someone I've been watching, I think towards the end of Power Home Closing, I was into it a little bit then. She has this theory that aliens are angels of God, right? And that they go to these planets and they plant seeds and they start from fresh. And some worlds are free will, some aren't. Ours is free will. And that maybe this 12 to 15,000 years, I never heard that, but that kind of fits into the cycle. But each time civilization has ever been really, really talked about, every civilization is worshiping or praying to some kind of God that came from the sky, some kind of being, some kind of alien, some kind of angel, some kind of superpower that came from the sky, right? all of them, the Mongolians, the Aztecs, the Native Indians, the Egyptian, I mean, all of them, even the Christians with Jesus, like they're praising him. He came from the sky, like all of them. Okay. And they've all had special powers. That's what she talks about. So to me, that makes a lot of sense that aliens are angels. It could be us in the future. Because I saw this one clip on TV where they like interviewed an alien. I don't know how real it was, but dude, that seemed really fucking real. And he was like, I'm from your future. That's what happened. I was sweating watching. I was like, holy shit. Is this, oh my gosh. And it was like so legitly real, probably not real, but oh my God, it was so good. But think about it. How did they do these pyramids? How are they so precise? We couldn't do it today. How did we have the technology? How, you know, when all the continents were together, Antarctica had the most land mass, has the most dinosaurs and oil, has all these things, right? So when they're able, we won't see it in our lifetime, but as the things still shift and Antarctica moves out, maybe Australia goes to the bottom and becomes the polar cap, not Antarctica. That's how these things do. They're shifting in the water slowly. When that gets out of there and it thaws, they're going to find all kinds of shit, right? So my whole point is, it's like, there has to be, Liz thinks it's in the ocean. I don't. I think that when they travel, kind of what Dolores Cannon said, when they're traveling millions of light years, that's minutes to them. That's millions of years to us. And that it's the future coming back and they're able to help guide because it's a free will world. And that's why you've had these certain gods or powers that have come through that they've praised to help guide them to get them to the next section. That's just my opinion. And I believe the aliens were down here and there was special technology and something happened. They wiped out and the other people just came in. It's like, what happened? I do believe that.
Yeah. Like you,
it's happened with every civilization, dude. Every one of them. Like people get mad when I say this. I love Jesus and I'm a born again Christian and I pray and I believe in God and I believe in Jesus. I do. But when I say alien, like Jesus was an alien, I'm not saying Jesus was this. I'm saying Jesus is an angel of God, the Son of God that came down. Therefore, he's an extraterrestrial. He's not of this world. He was put to come out of this world, but he's not of this world. And he had powers. So did these other powerful beings that came down throughout our history, civilization of humanity. My opinion. That doesn't mean I love God less or believe anything else. I believe it. But to me, that seems more legit than explain all this stuff to me. You're only telling me you could talk about from when Jesus was here, right before then. What about all the other things? And they can't talk about that.
Can't. And like just the fact that there's like, there could be like 100 other Earths out there that like,
no.
Isn't that nuts?
So nuts.
Like we are a speck.
And we're so worried about this eclipse thing. Like even Brian's like, you know, I'm going flying somewhere to go watch this eclipse. I'm like, what?
Wasn't it this weekend?
Yeah, it's like Monday or something. No, yeah. It's the 8th. It's next weekend.
Oh, okay.
You going to watch it?
You know, I always say I'm
He's going somewhere where the line is. He's going where the line is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to watch on TV and see a little half. He's going to where it's completely dark for 3 minutes. I'm like, why? Don't we have an eclipse like every 8 years? He's like, no, it seems like every time I turn around, they're like, another eclipse is coming. Like, really? This is the only one in 300 years. You said that last time. Like, what the fuck?
I know. I always feel like there's one every year at this point.
Yeah. Whatever. It is nuts.
Wait, so where's this spot? Where's the spot he's going to? I didn't hear.
So if you look it up, it like comes from Houston and it's a line that goes all the way up. And he's going to this place in South Ohio. He's driving down there just to be in the darkness for 3 minutes.
Complete dark.
Complete dark.
Wow.
It's like, my kids got to see this. I was like, my kids can watch it on TV, dog.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to a beach.
Me too. For 3 minutes
watch
at least.
Watch the eclipse for a minute. Get a little, we get a little shade. I ain't getting burnt for 3 minutes and move along.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's wrap up. What else you got going on? What's coming up in the future for you? Still grinding? You still working out every day? I see you guys posting videos working out. You and Sarah crushing it.
Yeah. Sarah, we're still working out. Sarah just started a She just joined a supplement company she's super excited about. So she's doing that venture, and I'm kind of with her on that. And we met up with some old Lifetime folks that we learned like all our nutrition and supplementation through, and you know, they introduced us to it. So we're busy doing that, still working out, still now it's a lot of kids. We're focused around kids working out, making sure they're taking care of their bodies, because man, like, I don't know about you, but youth sports is intense now.
So intense.
Like, intense. So I believe, I don't know, I could be wrong, but like to have this exertion level all year round with multiple sports, if you can do multiple sports, it takes a toll on the body, takes a toll on the mind. Like, it's highly competitive, and if you're not like absolutely loving it, you know, you're just beating yourself up a lot. So, you know, stretching, recovery, supplementation for our kids, making sure they're getting, you know, proper nutrition every single day. You know, we have, you know, I coach a lot. I coach soccer, I coach basketball at competitive levels, and you know, you see your kids just, you know, not eating the best nutrition or drinking Cokes after games. I'm like, man, like, water's right there next to it. Like, you know, there's, so we're trying to, you know, have as much of an impact on that, not right. only our kids, but the kids that we're around as possible. And, you know, that's sort of been our purpose lately and our mission. And it's been fun, but, you know, it's intense. You know, Christian plays, you know, high level football, and I just didn't train that way when I was 11, 12, 13.
They didn't have this much sports, and the kids weren't this athletic. You played when it came around that time of the year. Now right. you can have all year playing your sport.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause Christian plays winter flag, winter tackle, spring flag, and summer flag.
And because he does that, he has, it's football, right? Like, it's one sport.
Yeah.
So we're trying to diversify our sports and be a little bit of a multi-sports family. But man, like, it's tough when your whole team's committed all year round, and you're like, hey guys, I'm going to take a break and go play basketball for a little while.
Yeah, but the coaches don't want to hear that when they're coaching a competitive team, for sure.
Right. So
I coach Christian, so I get it. I don't coach him a lot. His tackle year this year, he had a different head coach. I was assistant coach. I'm not as coach of his aggressive flag team. I'm an assistant coach, but I am as coach of his other flag team that starts Saturday. So he's playing two flag seasons right now, one Saturday, one Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I struggle coaching him, you know, because he didn't want to listen to me sometimes. And he's a hard one to deal with. When he's on, he's on. He's like working out. He's doing his stuff. When he's not, he's checked out. He's like, I'm sick of football. You know, it's like, dude, you signed up. You can't. Yeah, I don't have another quarterback on that flag team. Like, he's mad he couldn't go to the beach with his friend. I'm like, dude, we have our first game Saturday. Like, I don't have a backup quarterback, bro. It doesn't work that way. You know, we do in the other league. They have two quarterbacks. I don't have a backup. Like, it was you and seven kids that joined this 6v6 team league. Like, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. He's like pissed, you know. And what about who's going to win this fight, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Dude, I hope Mike Tyson wins this fight.
You don't like Jake Paul?
It's not that I don't like him. It's, I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to go with it because I feel like it is true that the contract leak, did you hear about that?
No.
Contract leak, it's in there. Like, Mike Tyson gets paid for every round the fight goes. And then if Jake Paul wins, you know, Mike Tyson gets a bonus, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like all that's like, it's like WWE. It's like set up, it's scripted. You know, if they're just going to go in and fight, awesome. Now, I have watched some of the fights that they've done, and it's intense. Like, they're boxing. They're hitting each other. No doubt about it. But again, you just never know. So I don't know how the payouts work or anything like that. That's what I heard. And, man, Mike Tyson, like, I'm one of those guys that if it comes up on YouTube, I will go through fight by fight and just watch it. Like, that was when boxing was boxing, man. He is something else. And he's still in great shape.
I know. And he's like, what, 56?
Yeah, he's almost 60, I think. Yeah, like,
oh my God.
Isn't that nuts? And he can hit.
I think of myself at 44. Like, I feel like I could still fuck somebody up. So could I at 58? I don't know. But at 50, 44, I'm like, motherfucker, I'll fuck
you up. Maybe for 30 seconds, but dude, these guys are going for 3-minute rounds. That's a different cardio level than you got.
I know. That's a fact. I look at this in two things. I think, one, I like Jake Paul. Like, he's a marketing machine. I am a fan. Love the guy. And he's a good boxer. He's not a great boxer. But he's never fought anybody with power like Tyson, ever. And I know Tyson's almost 60, but nobody's ever hit Jake Paul. And so my thing is, that's what Joe Rogan said. He said, all shits aside, dude, when the lights go on and they go ding, ding, and he looks across the ring and he knows, holy fuck, I'm really fighting Mike Tyson, it's going to get real for him real fast. I'm pulling for Tyson to win, but Jake Paul has more to lose if he loses.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Jake Paul has accomplished something great. And he's brought boxing back on the map, a different, like almost like celebrity type of style boxing, which brings attention to the sport, which is great. It's what the sport needs. And you're right. He has created an incredible marketed event in this. And I think that is the success of this whole thing. Like win or lose, like it doesn't matter. Like you've created a match that almost everyone in America wants to see.
Yeah, it's true. So true. Well, I'm going to be watching it. I don't know who to pull for. My son thinks Jake Paul's going to win. I'm like, I don't know. I think Tyson, he's got that old man power.
He does, yeah. He's got that brute strength.
But he just, look, if it goes past two rounds, Jake Paul's winning. Tyson's got two rounds to hit him.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, and conditioning, yeah, I'm sure, you know, I don't know what it feels like at 60. And I know Mike Tyson's in great shape, but like there's got to be some level of drop off, and Jake Paul is in incredible shape.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude, we got to do this again.
And Snickers and slushies up there.
They don't even pay me, dude. I'm sponsoring them here. I got, like, you made me feel super guilty. Like, I didn't even finish my Snickers. I put my slushie to the side. Yeah, I feel bad about myself. Thank you. You know, if that was what you're trying to accomplish, I feel like a piece of shit. So thank you.
Well, hey, look, I helped you, if anything, all right?
You did. I might live another day longer. Hey, I love you, man. It's good to have you on here. Let's do this again soon. We got way more to talk about, I'm sure. This was really fun. It was a blast having you on. We got to do more of this. I feel I can talk to you pretty well. I can't talk. I get certain people on the show, and I'm like, dude, just fuck my life. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. Who did you vote for again? Shit. What are you doing? I'm like, no. So, you know, that kind of stuff. So super exciting stuff. Let's do this again. I appreciate you, John. Bam!
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.